Yes, here. Casey, good morning. How are you?
I'm a lot cooler than I was on Monday.
Is that temperature-wise or just attitude-wise?
Both. Yeah. Yes, both. But I appreciate whatever you had to do to pull off what sounds like it's going to be beautiful weather on Wednesday for the Sunset Stroll. We appreciate that after some triple digits getting down to the low 80s for that stroll from 5 to 9 p.m. You can come out and shop late and participate in some entertainment options and do all sorts of cool things in downtown Emporia. And you can check out those participating businesses on our website at EmporiaMainStreet.com. We're excited for some new participants this year, and it sounds like there will be all sorts of different surprises in store for those folks that participate in the late-night shopping. And there will be all sorts of different events that are coming up this Friday, and then we'll see some weekend events coming up in the not-too-distant future. But I'll have to remind people, some of my teacher friends have their countdown calendars on, and my daughter and her school-age friends do too. Back to school is not that far away. So
less than a month, Casey.
Less than a month. Yes, and so there are people really looking forward to that. There are people saying, it depends on if you're a parent or not, right? But
thank you, right,
back to school just around the corner, so Sunset Stroll as a shopping event is a great opportunity to take advantage of some discounts and some specials for back-to-school shopping. We also have the Homegrown Celebration through ESB Financial and the Emporia Farmers Market that's coming up on July 27th. So if you've got fantastic watermelon eaters or rollers or seed spitters, you'll have to come out to that event in the Farmers Market starting at 8:30 a.m. Welcome Back Block Party for Emporia State University and Flint Hills Technical College will be August 19th. In the 600 and 700 blocks of Commercial. And then the Great American Market, we continue to get calls every day on that, is scheduled for September 14th. Lots of new business and development support initiatives that are rolling out. We're working on a memorandum of understanding so we can do some announcements on that front here relatively quickly, but there will be some new tools to help out small businesses and folks within the region for development. And then we're happy to announce that last year was the first Makerspace Summit in the state of Kansas, and we will have the Makerspace Summit version 2.0 because of the popularity of the first one on September 26th.
Nice.
So we'll have fabrication labs and makers from throughout the state of Kansas that will be coming to Emporia, Kansas for that large summit on September 26th.
Sounds like you've been busy in the fab lab there, Casey.
We have. Jeremy actually made some great new tech advances back there with some equipment, and he's been working with all sorts of different businesses on a variety of different items. So we're excited to see what continues to roll out of the lab, and we're trying to get him some new tools and some additional volunteers to help with the volume of items that are coming out of the lab. So if you're interested in volunteering for Emporia Main Street, go to our website, or you can stop by the office, and we'll get you involved.
Plenty going on, that is for sure. Casey, appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Good to talk to you. As always, yeah, Casey Woods, Executive Director of Emporia Main Street, with us here on a Wednesday morning. Fab Lab, they've got it all going on there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
At Emporia Main Street and downtown Emporia. And let's look at our lineup here. We're going to be getting a big preview of Olpe Down Home.
Oh, yeah.
Big day all day on Saturday in Olpe. They've got all kinds of things going on. So our primetime newsmaker will take a peek at some of the activities there. Newsmaker 2 will be previewing fun stuff happening in Peter Pan Park on Saturday.
That is correct. Beacon for Hope Suicide Prevention hosting Rage Against the Stigma from 10 until 2. Ton of different activities, including a car show. There's going to be a weightlifting contest, a lived experience speaker, and that's just really the tip of the iceberg as to what's going to be taking place, all free of charge to the community. And Melissa Owen, who is Beacon for Hope director, will be giving us the preview at 8:20 here this morning. Then we get some more information, some big-time information here from Karen May. She joins us every month. She's a certified SHC counselor and trainer. That's Senior Health Insurance Counselors for Kansas. And so it'll be our monthly Medicare Minute, our Medicare sign-up information coming up here around 8:40 today on KVOE.
Little preview of what we got live interview-wise on the morning show. We are always kind of booked to the max here between 6 and 9, and that is a good thing. And don't forget, today is on-air chat day, too, and we'll be touching on crosswinds, counseling, and wellness. I believe we'll have Lucas Moody and Amanda Cunningham.
Okay.
I think will be with us here this morning to update us on crosswinds, counseling, and wellness. Activity 653, 69 degrees. Good morning.
The other day I was waiting at a stoplight when I heard a shrill squeak coming from somebody's car. Man, I hate that sound. As the light changed and the whole